I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power. Terry and Jesse show, two Catholics with a PhD in common sense, in the service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at the service of Our Lady, and under the patronage of St. Michael the Archangel. Terry, are you on duty?
I'm on duty, sir, and I'm excited about today because we've got a special guest coming with a new show coming on Virgin Most Powerful, Father Chris Allar from the Marian Helpers in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. He's also going to have people like Father Don Calloway, Father Mike Gately on. I mean, Jesse, they are preparing to give us true mercy. In other words, none of this fake, none of this fake mercy. They're going to give us what St. Faustina has really taught. It's going to really encourage people to have a great devotion to divine mercy and the praying of the chaplet. So that's exciting. Well, we're also going to have...
This is the devotion according to St. Faustina, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is going to be the devotion that's going to usher in the second coming of Christ.
Absolutely. And we've got Matt Arnold. I call him Dr. Matt Arnold with my degree I gave him. He's going to be the moderator for this
from the Virgin Most Powerful.
Matt will be coming on also to talk about the show. So we really want to promote it. Here's my challenge, Jess, before we get to the gospel. Yesterday, I was calling people because we had, yesterday I talked about the equipment failure, the Mac and the computers. And we need about $5,000 to get the equipment. Well, Richard informed me, the engineer, that, we can't do this new show until that comes. Well, I'm putting it on at the other show as well. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the credit card, folks. But I've got matching funds. Last night, we had Pam give $250 of matching funds. And then I've got another gentleman, Tad, who gave us $500. He's a truck driver, and that was a big sacrifice, but he tells us that he loves our show. So I would ask those who are listening, could you help us raise the $5,000? Because your $100 will become $200. Call 877-526-2151 or go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Or after the show, I think I'm the only person on the radio, Jesse, that I know of. Maybe we know someone else that gives your cell number out on the radio. I do that.
I think there's another guy named Terry Barber that does that.
That's about it. That's me. Call me if you want to talk to me and make a donation. Or if you have a question, call me in the afternoon, 661-972-7872. But, Jesse, the number one thing we do here is we give them soul food. What's the soul food? The gospel for the daily Mass readings. And, Jesse, it's a very short one today.
Which means good news.
Good news. John
chapter. Bad news. Turn on CNN,
go to the left, go to the right.
MSNBC. Turn on the Alphabet Network if you want bad news.
Yep.
If you want good news, pick up your Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
There you go.
You will get the eternal good news that never gets outdated. You're never going to use the Bible as kitty litter to pick up dog poop like you will the New York Times and the LA Times.
Jesse, before you do the gospel, my phone's lighting up with people calling. I won't take cell phone calls during the show, folks, but I will call you back if you want to talk to me after the show and make a little donation to help us with that equipment. It's 661-972-7872. Jesse, the gospel today is so short. It's John 15, verse 9 to 11. But again, it talks about true love. Can you read that gospel for us, please?
Speak, Lord. Yep. Your servants are listening.
Amen.
Jesus said to his disciples, by the way, the name Jesus means God saves in
Amen.
The word disciple in Greek means student. So we're students of Jesus, who is God, and what does he do? Save. That's what his name means, God saves. As the Father loves me, first person of the Trinity, so I also love you. So the second person of the Trinity is saying that he loves us. The word love is a special word. It's called agape, which means total self-sacrificing surrender.
Amen.
It doesn't mean playboy love. It doesn't mean penthouse love. It doesn't mean Hugh Hefner love or pornography love. It means, you'll explain what it means right now. We'll go on. I'll let our Lord explain it to what it means, agape, because he explains it right in the text. remain in my love. Ah, what does that mean? If you remain in God's love, you're going to go to heaven. That means
right.
living in sanctifying grace. If you remain in God's love, you have to do that by an act of your will. You will go to heaven because that means you're remaining in sanctifying grace. If you keep my commandments, you'll remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. Okay, all the Protestant reformers were wrong that you are saved by faith alone. Jesus says, a second person of the Godhead, in order for you to be saved,
yep.
you've got to obey the commandments.
What the Bible
says. If you don't obey the commandments, yep. you don't remain in God's love. That means you don't remain in a state of grace. So all the reformers were wrong, and maybe we should consider taking the statue down of Martin Luther that's in the Vatican
you
that
think?
Was put up a couple of years ago. That statue should come down. He was a heretic, and he goes against what the Bible teaches. I continue. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. Okay? So Christ is now calling us. When you have that vertical love with God, you're going to be able to have that horizontal love with your brother, with your fellow man. No one has greater love than this. So here's the definition of agape. You want to say, okay, Jesse, what does agape mean? What does it mean? Here it is. To lay down one's life for one's friends. That's the definition of agape love. Okay? Sacrificial love, even willing to die for somebody else. That's the highest form of love in New Testament language. It goes on to say, no one has great, you are my friends. If you do what I command you, I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. Do you know that the largest religion on planet Earth, Islam, believes that they're slaves of God? God is master. They are slaves. They have a master-slave relationship. They have not heard the good news. You have 1.7 billion Muslims that are in total darkness because they follow a book that's diabolical. The fact is, the founder was not a prophet. He was a false prophet. And so this is why they're stuck in a legal system and they walk around saying we're slaves of Allah's master. And also, they want to enslave the entire world to this system because they're mandated to by the Quran, which, again, it's not a divinely inspired book. Are you kidding me? Microphone on? I continue. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. So notice, the second person and the first person in the Trinity have an interrelationship that you and I can't even imagine. The Catechism says they're distinct but inseparable. It says, Jesus says, it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. Stop there. A lot of people say, yeah, I chose Christ. Yeah, I'm saved. I chose Christ. Shut up. You didn't choose Christ. Read your Bible. Jesus chose you. Anybody who walks around saying, yeah, I chose Christ and stuff. Yeah, everybody else is stupid. They don't know what they're doing. No. God, the Council of Trent says, God sends his grace first before anything else, before we even can move our will towards God. And this is right from the scripture. Christ chooses us. Let's
Amen.
Get it right. Let's not speak like Protestants. And then we reciprocate that because his grace has been given to us to open the eyes of our heart. It says, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. Notice, what is prayer? The formula of prayer, which the church has followed for 2,000 years. We ask things in the name of Jesus. There it is, right there. We ask what we ask in the name of Jesus. Terry?
Jesse, well said. Before we get to Bishop Sheen, I just want to remind everybody, Jesse Romero will be doing a men's conference through the internet June 13th, along with his partner Ruben Nava and Tim Gordon. And I want to encourage you to sign up for that by going to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Also, Steve Ray is going to have a virtual pilgrimage to the Holy Land, but you can't get on the plane. He's going to bring it to you on June 20th here at Virgin Most Powerful through our app and through YouTube. This will all be done on June 20th. So I would ask you to just register by going to Virgin Most Powerful Radio, or you can call 877-526-2151. And again, you can also help us. I know I'm getting my phones are ringing here during the show, people wanting to help us get that equipment. You can get that equipment by calling 877-526-2151 or calling my cell after the show at 661-972-7872. Let's bring Bishop Sheen in quickly. Full Sheen ahead here. It's on license. Jesse, this fits our culture. Bishop Sheen says, the logic of license is frightening. If all things are allowable, in other words, no sin, whatever you feel, do it, then man becomes a slave to his own freedom. Jesse, that is what we have right now. People are slaves to sin, and they're wondering about, pornography's got me. Oh, I'm an alcoholic. I keep drinking. I keep using drugs. Well, you see, this is going to make you a slave to sin. So what does Bishop Sheen say? Turn your life over to Christ. Turn your life to Jesus and accept him and accept his personal invitation to you to turn your life over to him so that you can become a son or daughter of Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Jesse, we're going to have, when we come back, Father Chris Alar from the Marian Helpers to talk about this new show on divine mercy. People want to check this out because we need mercy right now. We need St. Faustina's writings, especially at this time here. And Virgin Most Powerful Radio is going to have that new show and also a show that Jesse Romero is going to be putting out with Father Chad Ripperker and their group. We're growing, but we need your support. Give us a call, 877-526-2151. We'll have Father Chris from the Marian Helpers tell us a little bit about his show when we come right back on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that dial. You're going to learn something about divine mercy that's going to be a nugget for you and your family. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Rated PG, praise God. Terry, are you on duty?
I'm on duty. I'm trying to get a hold of Father Chris right now. We're having some issues, so keep talking,
okay.
Jesse.
We're going to have Father Chris Alar right now. He's going to be starting a new program. Father's in charge of the Stockbridge, Massachusetts Divine Mercy Center there. And he's going to be starting a new show. Matt Arnold's going to be hosting it or interviewing him and going to basically having a dialogue with him so he can be teaching us more and more about what the Divine Mercy actually means. The Divine Mercy is essentially an extension of the Sacred Heart devotion. Our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque on June 1693. He appeared to her four different times with his heart exposed, burning with love for us and his people. And now, on February 27, 1931, we have another apparition of Jesus to another Catholic nun, the Divine Mercy. Both these apparitions are promoting authentic mercy, not fake mercy. And this is something that we need
absolutely
to hear more and more of. Terry, is he on?
Yeah, he's coming right now. Jesse, I just want to mention to people, we're waiting for that piece of equipment so we can get this a date set, but he's going to be doing it on Thursday. So as soon as we get the equipment that I ordered on my credit card, we'll have Father's program start. But I believe my engineer is going to be letting me know momentarily. And just a quick note before Father Chris comes on the line. Jesse, your new show, too, you've got one. Why don't you just tell us a minute about what you're doing?
Yeah, there's a new show that we're going to add to the lineup, and we're still figuring out the days. You know, it's called Liber Christu War College Situation Room. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to kid. I think it's going to be the best program on Catholic radio. I'll tell you why. Because nobody's talking about what we're going to talk about on that program. Mark my words, nobody on any station in the world. We're going to talk about high level spiritual warfare.
Wow.
High level.
Wow.
Things that Thomistic, St. John of the Cross, we're going to be examining cases of possession.
Yes.
How people got possessed, the protocol.
Yes.
To get the people unpossessed. It's going to be a show that I'm going to tell you, people are going to be sending this to social media because you're not going to, well, people already tell me that Jesus 911 is unique. They said, I've never heard anybody talk like this in the Catholic Church. And you're right. This is going to be Jesus 911 on steroids, if you want to know. That's what it's going to be.
Well, that's great. I've got to notice that Father Chris is with us about his new show. Father Chris, hello, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show, my friend.
Hello, both of you guys. Good to talk to you again.
I love it, Father Chris. We love chatting with you too, brother. We're so happy about you joining us here at the Family of Virgin Most Powerful. Are you there, Father Chris? Okay, we're having some technical.
Hello?
Yep, we're having some technical. Mr. Engineer?
I can hear him.
Okay. Father Chris, go right ahead.
Yep. We can hear you, Father Chris. Go ahead.
Okay, he's going to have to call back then, Jess, because we're having Father Chris with the Marian Helpers. He's going to have people like Father Don Calloway when he's in town join him and others like Father Mike Gately. And this is going to be a great show explaining Divine Mercy, but I wanted Father Chris to tell it in his own words, so we're trying to reconnect with him on that so that we can actually chat with him. He's back with us?
Here?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Here?
Father Chris, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, how are my two good friends?
Hey, we're too blessed to be stressed, bro, Father. Hey, I just want to ask you to tell us a little bit about your plans. I mean, I'm excited about the Marian Helpers ever since I met, Father Mike Gately. When he was a teenager, I met him before he even joined.
Yeah.
But I want to know what you're doing, and our listeners want to know about your new show.
Absolutely. We are grateful to be working with Virgin Most Powerful Radio Network to be able to bring to you a specialized show. Jesse was talking about unique shows that that we don't have anything like in the Catholic market. Here's another one.
Good.
You think of all the other shows that are out there, all the networks, even the EWTNs, there's nobody that has specifically a series of shows just for Divine Mercy. And so with the brainchild of Jesse and Terry saying, you know what, we need Divine Mercy, we were happy as Marian Fathers to step up and say, we're the right guys, we think, to help bring that message to the world. So we are starting Thursday, May 21st, which is a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll begin at 3 p.m. Eastern time,
right.
So that is noon out in the Pacific, that we are going to have. It's going to be a great program. We're going to have live guests. We're going to have call-ins. We're going to answer your questions. We're going to explain to you what you need to know about divine mercy. We're going to answer the classic questions. Why would a good and loving God allow so much suffering? Mm. We're going to talk about what the church really teaches about things like suicide. What about confession? Do you really have to go to understand where God's mercy is? Where is it scriptural? We're going to talk about Mary and not only consecration, but the devotions. We're going to talk about the Mass. We're going to talk about confession. We're going to talk about communion. Everything we need to know about God's divine mercy. And most importantly, we're going to explain to you what you need to do to get the promises Jesus offers through divine mercy, such as Divine Mercy Sunday.
Wow. Sign me up, folks. Get I'm excited about this, Father Chris. Father Chris, is it also possible that some of the other Marian helpers, when you said guests, you're going to be doing this from Stockbridge, Massachusetts most of the time, I assume. Does that mean that some of your confriers that are priests and brothers, you're going to ask them to join you for these shows also?
Absolutely. Some of our well-known priests are like Father Mike Gately, Father Don Calloway,
awesome.
And others. And we've got our brothers up here. We got seminarians. We're going to bring seminarians on the air, explain to the people what a day in the life of a seminarian is.
That's great.
We're going to have Marian helpers like Marie Romagnano, who's in the front lines of the coronavirus, working as a head nurse. We're going to bring you a lot of good guests and people and always answer your questions.
Oh, that's exciting. Well. Jesse, your thoughts?
Father, I'm going to tell you why this is important right now. Very important, because there is a lot of fake mercy that's being promoted out there, even within the Catholic Church, within our own ranks. And it's good, because we want to know the authentic teachings of Christ, not social justice, fake mercy. You don't have to repent. You can stay in mortal sin.
Right.
And that's people want to be challenged. And I'm glad that you're going to come on board, because we don't do anybody a favor, Father, by dumbing down the gospel. And I know that what you're going to do, you're going to raise us up. You're going to challenge us. You're going to raise the bar and saying you can do it because Christ lives in you and you got these sacramental graces accessible to you. You can reach these heights of holiness. And so I'm just saying, welcome aboard. And here's a question I have for you. I know this is going to be an interesting show, because tied in with the Divine Mercy revelations, I know, because I've got them right in front of me, there's seven different times in the diary where our blessed Lord tells St. Faustina that these prayers are going to prepare us for the second coming of Christ and judgment day. So I'm sure you're going to do a show on eschatology and divine mercy, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we've been saying that when Jesus appeared to St. Faustina, he began appearing February 22nd, 1931. Mm-hmm. So we're basically talking 89 years ago. Our Lord said that a spark would come from Poland to prepare the world for his final coming.
Wow.
What is that spark? Well, of course, we know that it is divine mercy, but it's also the players. It's the St. Faustinas. It's the John Paul II.
Amen.
And I'm going to be so bold as to say we, as Marian Fathers, were the first men's community ever created in Poland. And we have been given this task to spread the message of mercy. We believe fully our role in this ministry is to bring this message to the world. And John Paul told the Marian Fathers directly, be apostles of divine mercy under the maternal guidance of Mary to bring this message to the world. And you guys see the importance of bringing that message to the world, and you're helping us to do that. And that is unlike any other program out there. There's no program just on divine mercy, and we have to give the true teaching, the authentic teaching. And a lot of people, Jesse's right, a lot of people focus on just only nothing but mercy, but there's no way we can't look at the whole picture, including like with the adulterous woman. He did say, yes, I don't condemn you, but he also then said, go and sin no more. So this is the things that we have to realize, that it requires a rectification of the will. We have to want this grace. We have to know how to move forward, to be able to change our lives. And we're going to help you do that on this program.
Father,
how do I struggle, Father? How do I struggle?
Yeah, that's where I was going, Father Chris. People who are listening going, you know, I'm having struggles right now with the coronavirus. We've lost our jobs. We aren't working. How are we going to supply our family with food? And the Divine Mercy message seems like it's very appropriate for our time. Can you give some benefits for mom and dad who are in the family that when they have devotion to the Divine Mercy message, what are the benefits for the family?
Well, number one, I go back to the message of both the gospel and the Diary of St. Faustina.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the main point.
Good.
Those two things, the Diary of St. Faustina and the gospel, mm-hmm. if you could pick one word
yes.
that summarizes both of them, it's trust.
Amen.
Now, this is where it becomes difficult because Jesus, we have to understand trust, and we want to teach this because Jesus made it very clear about the importance of trust. For instance, we don't get to heaven without grace.
Mm-hmm.
We need grace to get to heaven. And Jesus said, you don't get grace without trust.
Amen.
Jesus said, trust is the vessel by which all grace is received. So we need to trust. But you guys just hit the nail on the head. How do you trust when you've lost your job?
Yeah.
Your child is now estranged from you. You got health. You contracted the coronavirus. This is what we're going to talk about. You know, God's providential hand is in everything. Well, wait a minute. Does God want this? No. In his ordained will, God doesn't want this. But in his permissive
That's
will,
right.
he allows it. And Jesse said this a couple of shows ago. We were with him. The reason why is because he gave us the greatest gift of free will, but with it comes the consequence of sin.
Wow.
And when we choose sin, the consequences we put. Here's the analogy I used earlier today.
Sure.
When you have a beautiful meal that is intended to be enjoyed by everyone, and if you come into that meal and you throw poison onto it, you've changed everything. God's creation is like this beautiful thing that it's made for us to enjoy. But when we sin, we pour poison. We pour poison into the harmony of God's universe. And so God then has to, in his permissive will, allow the effect until we can undo it. And we undo it through our acts of prayer, penance, mercy. And so this is how we can reorder God's universe. And it starts and ends because of God's mercy. But that doesn't mean those consequences don't exist anymore. What it means is he gives us the chance to fix it.
Wow.
This is the difference. Mm-hmm. We can't just say God's mercy eliminates the consequences. No, God's mercy gives you the chance to fix it. And if you turn to him and you ask for God's mercy, you be merciful to each other and you completely trust in him, he gives you the mercy to change those negative effects.
Wow. Father Chris Hillard from the Marian Helpers in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, a new show on divine mercy. Can't wait for it to start. Hey, up next, we got Matt Arnold. He's also the partner with the Marian Helpers on this show. Father Chris, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to your show. God love you.
And thank you, and join us with Matt Arnold.
You got it,
Father.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need covenant eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to covenanteyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.covenanteyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. I want to thank Colin. He just donated $100 on YouTube to help get us our equipment for these new shows we're talking about. It's about $5,000 we need, and we also have matching funds from Tad. He just donated $500 this morning with me. And then Pam also put $250 of matching funds. So if you'd like to join us in getting this equipment, because we want these new shows to start immediately, you can call 877-526-2151. And those who have called me on my cell phone, 661-972-7872, I'll call you after the show. Right now, I want to introduce Matt Arnold, who's the host of the new show on Mercy. Matt, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Terry. Yeah, Understanding Divine Mercy with Chris Aylar.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to tell you something, Terry.
Tell us.
You know me well enough.
I do.
I mean, it's been 20-some years now. And I've been facilitating programs.
Dr. Hahn.
On
sure.
WTN, and I've done the shows
yeah.
with you guys, and Radio
sure.
Maria, and
sure.
various outlets.
Yeah.
And you also know that I do my level best to keep an even keel in
That's
spiritual
for sure.
life. I try and stay, you know, calm and steady.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I am.
You're excited, huh?
I'm super excited. I'm trying to find a good way to express it other than to say that I'm just super excited about doing this show.
Yeah.
I'm almost giddy sometimes thinking about it, which is very unlikely.
That's very unusual, people. But trust me, when Matt says this, I'm like, wait a minute. What did he have for breakfast? Betty, what did you give him? No, Matt,
yeah.
Tell us why you're excited about this show.
Well, for one thing, you know my story, and I've kind of been through the mill, and I consider myself a traditional Catholic.
Yes.
But I consider that, and that doesn't necessarily, you know, a traditional Catholic isn't necessarily somebody who goes to the Latin Mass exclusively, but somebody who really believes, you know, can say the act of faith and mean it.
Right.
Who believes everything that the church teaches and so on. And I know that there have been people who've been critical of the divine mercy.
Right.
But I'll tell you something, it's been powerful in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Terry, I'm a convert.
Sure.
My parents, I took care of them at the end of their lives, and they did not convert to Catholicism.
Right.
You know, and I can tell you that those divine mercy prayers were really, really helpful to me in getting through, you know, how stressful it is
mm-hmm.
To be a caregiver.
Yes.
And, you know, especially people dealing with end of life issues and dementia and all the other sort of stuff that I never talk about in public. But
no.
I will tell you this. I will tell you that recourse to the divine mercy mm-hmm. is probably what got me through it.
Wow, that's powerful.
And being able, this is number one, my chance to give something back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, you know, a chance to clear up confusion, which is the other thing that, you know, I'm passionate about.
Yes, you are.
An awful lot of people have misconceptions regarding the divine mercy.
Right.
And not when we get through with them. Right now. And what Father Aylar was talking about also,
yes.
Those priests have a real gift. They have a real charism
mm-hmm.
for being able to cut through the nonsense and give you the truth in a way that is just, it's powerful and it's helpful too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what do you need to know to get your loved ones to heaven? What do you, what do you do when there's no confession and no communion?
Right.
You know, does that mean that there's a lack of grace? You know, how do we get God's mercy? How do we trust in God when we don't feel like trusting in God?
Right.
When it doesn't seem like there's any earthly reason to. You know, Father Aylar also wrote a very, very powerful book about the crisis of suicide.
Yes, he did.
And suicide, especially among the young. And you know, the divine mercy has a central role, I think, in combating that crisis as well as helping those who, you know, survive the suicide of a loved one. These are issues that are life and death and eternal life, and they're so important. I can't tell you honestly what an honor it is to be able to be a part of this project, and I'm going to do my level best to give them a voice in maybe parts of the church where they haven't had a voice before.
Beautiful.
And hey, man, get this message out to the world.
Beautiful.
Let me remind the audience, and I'm sure this is near and dear to your heart, that, you know, for some, you know, I've read the same arguments against the divine mercy from some naysayers. I just remind them when I talk to them, I say, hey, by the way, she went to the Latin Mass, okay? In case you forgot. You know, then they go, oh, really, she did? I said, yeah, she was running in the 1931. You know,
right,
so
yeah.
A lot of them don't know that, you know, argue against the divine mercy for whatever reasons that they have, whatever agenda. I just say, hey, she was a Latin Mass Catholic. Like, you're kidding, Jess? I said, no, this was 1931. Yeah, so that's, and another, man, I'm glad you're going to be able to bring the best out of Father, because you just ask very poignant questions. You're very, very thoughtful questions. So I think you're going to be that you're going to be like that prism where Father's words are going to be able to reflect and exponentially magnify, because I know you're going to be asking some of the thoughtful questions that are going to make him dig deep. Well, I'm glad that you're part of the project, Matt, because again, you got a good head on your shoulders. You got a good Catholic sensibilities.
Yep.
Well, those are very kind words, Jesse. And I'll tell you what, I from your mouth to God's ear, really. And that's the other thing too. I would like to ask for prayers for this Amen. Program. You know, naturally, we know. By the way, you Jesse, you're so powerful in your preaching and in your work in regard to spiritual warfare. You know, Saint Faustina was no stranger to spiritual
warfare. No, exactly.
She encountered demons.
Amen.
Yep.
You know, and that's the thing. But you know, and she's a saint. She knew what to do.
Yeah.
which is the key, right?
Yeah. Matthew.
And that's the thing. It's also about sanctity and holiness.
That's
Go ahead,
right.
Jerry.
Matt, I just want to mention that Father Chris has some incredible stories of divine mercy that helped people get to heaven. And I'm going to tease our listeners to ask Father Chris when they call in to tell him the story one time when he was on an Indian reservation. This is a teaser, folks, for you. You're not going to know the answer how it all came out until you listen to the new show. But there was he was doing a Eucharistic procession in an Indian reservation. And Jesse, you probably never heard this story, but there was a possessed man who was screaming and hollering and attacked, not Father, but tried to destroy the monstrance. And when you hear what happened with Father Chris on that story, you're going to say, this is divine mercy. Now, I didn't tell you the rest of the story. Now, there's a reason why, Matt, I didn't tell the rest of the story, because you're probably going to ask Father to tell the story on the radio so that everybody in the world can hear this story. But that's just one of many stories that the Marian Helpers have on divine mercy that are just so powerful. And I just want to say this, stories arrest the brain. And the stories they're going to share on divine mercy, Matt, that you're going to facilitate, are going to be stories that the folks are never going to ever, ever forget.
I'm sure that's the case, you know. And I got two things to add to that. Number one, it's going to be a call-in program. We're actually, we're doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. And Father Chris he has a great gift for answering people's questions. And so I do want to encourage people not only to listen to the program, to watch the program, but if you can, listen or watch when it's live so that you can interact, because that's really, I mean, I know that's a large part of their ministry, is ministering directly to people.
That's right.
And this gives you really an unprecedented access. You know, in what other venue are you going to be able to go right up to Father Chris Aylar? Or, you know,
very few.
But the other priests will be there, Father Gately or Father Calloway. When are you going to have the opportunity to say, this is the thing that's happening like that? To be a part of being able to give people this opportunity is a great honor. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, of course, is that we're talking about spiritual warfare and the demonic. What happened right before we were supposed to start these two new shows? They were supposed to start this week.
Yes.
But what happened? You know,
equipment blows up on
not to crash.
Yeah.
Came crashing down.
Yep.
And so,
interesting
too is that. Yeah. Well, interesting is one word for it.
No, it's just spiritual warfare. And we're going to, you know, Matthew, that's why I asked people today to give us some support, because we got to spend $5,000. I put it on the credit card. That comes in about 4 weeks to pay the bill. And I know people are going to be generous. We've already raised $1,000 for the $5,000. If people want to help us with these new shows that we're talking about to facilitate that, please give me a call after the radio show at 661-972-7872. Or call now at our studio. We have people waiting at 877-526-2151. Or you can go on our secure website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org, and make a donation there.
Hey, quickly, you know, Father Aylar in the last segment said it's the most important thing is to be able to trust.
Yeah.
And I do. I trust in the providence of God. I trust in his mercy. I trust in our supporters to be able to come through.
Well, that's why I put it on my credit card. Go ahead.
But we're going to be up against it, though. To get this, I mean, everything it took to get those computers, all the programming and the specialty work. And we don't do that in-house. We have to have experts come in.
Yep.
To make that work. And to get that all together by next week is going to be a miracle.
Well, so I, keep us- Matt, well said.
Matt, I'll tell you why this program is going to be such a boon. Because C. Chaplet, it's also an Jesus and mercy about his, Jesus talks about his second coming. These prayers were given to us to prepare us for the second coming of Christ and Judgment Day. I think the two new shows are going to really, are going to complement each other, because the high-level spiritual warfare with Father Ripperger's boys and at the war room is going to be talking about the rise of Satanism and the diabolical high-level stuff. But then you guys are going to be providing a lot of the solution. The solution is immersing yourself in the mercy of Jesus Christ, trusting Christ no matter what happens. Even if the Antichrist is here now, for example, that show is going to be saying, even if he's here, we're going to trust in Jesus come what may. So I think both shows are going to really complement each other.
Amen. And I agree with you. And I think also that the Marian Helpers, Terry's mentioned that a couple of times.
Yes.
The priestly part of this, of course, is the Marians of the Immaculate Conception.
Yes.
MIC. That's the...
Right.
That's the priestly order. Mm-hmm. But they also have the Marian Helpers, which is lay people. And it's equipping those lay people to bring the gospel of the mercy of God to the world. And what could be more important, especially right now?
Well said. Matt Arnold, thanks so much for joining us on this. Up next, when prayer proved powerful against the plague, here on the Virgin Most Powerful Network. We'll be right back.
In Luke 7, Jesus said, "I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven her, because she has been shown great love." According to St. John of the Cross, Christians should always remember that the value of their good works is not based on number and excellence. Their value is based on the love for God that prompts them to do the works. May we always be motivated by true love for God, and not worry so much about what we do, but why we do it.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, pray for us. Remember, the month of May is the month of Our Lady, so let's remember, for those of you that cannot get to Mass still, remember there's many times in history where Catholics have survived under despotic regimes just by praying the rosary, using sacramentals, praying the devotions of the church, the hold on to Mary's hand, and she's going to get us through this mess. Terry, we want to talk about the
prayer.
Power of prayer.
Amen.
At a time like this.
You bet. Let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, here's what I want to say about it. When prayer proved powerful against the plague, you know, we've had public officials dealing with this virus. They've forgotten one measure, the importance of prayer.
Yeah, Governor Cuomo.
There's a good example. Cuomo of New York, he was indirectly congratulating himself for his efforts to slowing down the virus. You know, it's ridiculous, right? But the day after Easter, he said, the number is down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. God have mercy on this man's soul. Fate did not do this. Destiny, he said, did not do this. A lot of pain and suffering did that. Now, I say that because I want to see Governor Cuomo in heaven, but with that kind of talk and that kind of belief system of, you know, it's me, myself, and I, he is not going to get to heaven thinking like that.
Terry, now, there's another prelate that made it.
Well, go ahead and tell us what that prelate said.
Well, again, the history proves that God intervenes, but there was a second statement that I couldn't believe it because
it came from a successor
of the apostles.
Yeah.
Chicago's Cardinal Blaise Supich, a successor of the apostle, in an interview with a local TV station, he said the following quote, God doesn't allow us to have a religion into a magic formula where we say a prayer and think things are going to go away. We have to make sure we keep each other safe, close quote. Okay? So Cardinal Supich gave his opinion.
His own opinion.
Yeah. And it's not about the best way to deal with the crisis. He said, human solidarity is something we need to rely on this moment.
Are you kidding me?
The fact is that these statements are troubling, especially during this crisis, because Governor Cuomo and Cardinal Blaise Supich, both Catholics, are discouraging or denying the role of God, denying or minimizing the role of prayer when it's most needed. And they also show how far modern society has fallen, and both of them have demonstrated that they're modernists themselves. Because public officials would do well to look back at Catholic history and look at the wisdom of the past and reclaim the power of humility, penance, and prayer, because Holy Mother Church offers cures that go far beyond Cardinal Supich's wash your hands and human solidarity rhetoric.
History tells us, Jesse. Yeah. Go ahead and tell us what happened in 590 in Rome with that plague, because that touched my heart, man.
Pope St. Gregory the Great and St. Michael the Archangel.
Yeah.
These are two stories. And by the way, church history is full of stories just like this.
Oh, yeah, all over.
When prayer proved powerful against the plague. But these cases are going to illustrate to what happens when fervent Catholic people appeal to God. Okay, so in the year 590... Rome was a plague-ravaged shell of its former self. The civil authority was almost non-existent. An earthquake made life even more tenuous and dangerous.
Yep.
And the area was split between Catholics and the followers of the Arian heresy and pagans. Mm-hmm. And so on February 7th, 590 AD, Pope Pelagius II died. And his successor was one of the greatest popes we've ever had, Pope St. Gregory the Great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this new pope organized a procession around the city on April 25th. I'm sure he wasn't telling people wash your hands and put on masks. No. He held small processions which began in various parts of the city.
Yep.
And he marched towards the church of St. Mary Major.
Yes.
There, Pope Gregory waited, holding a miraculous image of the Blessed Mother painted by St. Luke. And as the procession passed the tomb of Emperor Hadrian, all of the participants saw with their eyeballs the Archangel Michael on the top of this massive tomb, sheathing a flaming sword.
Picture that, Jess Romero. Spiritual warfare, baby. Woo, at its best.
And the crowd broke into prayer.
Yep.
Into what we would call that famous prayer, Queen of Heaven.
Yes.
You know, Queen of Heaven, rejoice. Hallelujah. Son whom you merited to bear. Hallelujah. He has risen as he said. Hallelujah. So the crowd broke into this prayer as they saw St. Michael on the top of this tomb with a flaming sword. And the air cleared and the plague ended.
Awesome.
And so Hadrian's castle-like tomb was re-Christianed, and it's now called Castel Sant'Angelo, and a statue of St. Michael was placed on the roof of the building. It remains there today as a reminder that the city was delivered from a plague. Terry?
Jesse, there's so many more stories. We're running out of time, but St. Rocco was a French nobleman born around the year 1340. Orphaned as a child, Rocco gave away his possessions and went on pilgrimage to Rome. He had nearly reached the Eternal City when he passed through a plague-infested, Acapulcus?
Oh, shoot. I just lost it.
He spent several weeks caring for the sick and dying until he contracted a disease. So he got it.
It's not like a city.
Yeah.
Aquapendente.
So the city. He spent the next several weeks caring for the sick and dying until he contracted the disease. So he didn't stay behind doors. He retired to a cave after that, fed by miraculously occurring spring and bread brought to him by a dog. After recovering, he continued to travel through Italy and died shortly after returning to France. After his death, he rapidly gained a reputation for miraculous cures. Jesse, where are the saints today, brother?
He didn't self-quarantine?
No! Where are the saints today?
Didn't he wear a mask and wash his hands?
Give me a break. Jesse, we got time for one more miracle. Come on, hit it, Barry.
Okay, Bishop Belsons consecrates Mercy to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
I love it. Okay? I love it.
So this is May 25th, 1720. The ship called Grand Santi Antoine.
Yeah.
Docked in Marseille, France, with a load of fabric and silk from the Asiatic city of Sidon and 8 dead crewmen.
Mm.
At the time, Marseille, France was impoverished, and the decision was made to allow the ship to dock because of the value of its cargo. The plague that had killed the 8 men spread to the city. And over the next year, the death toll was massive. The plague showed no signs of passing, and on June 1721, the Bishop of Marseille, Henry Francois Xavier de Belsunce, decided to consecrate the city to our Lord's Sacred Heart.
Great idea.
A large outdoor altar was built on the coast near the port, and by July, the bishop persuaded the local magistrate, Jean-Pierre Mostet, to read the consecration. In July, the officials donned their ceremonial robes and led a public procession from the Basilica of Notre Dame de la Guardia to the altar. Church bells rang and the local garrison's cannons boomed as the procession went to the newly constructed altar. Bishop Belsunce met them holding a gleaming monstrance containing the Blessed Sacrament.
Wow.
Consecration of the city was offered immediately.
Isn't that awesome?
The plague began to abate. By September, the city was plague-free.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesse,
we trust in you. Terry, these examples,
yes,
they're just some of the many marvels found in church history. And imagine the results if our modern church were just to reread these great stories of deliverance and take them to heart. However, it's only through prayer penance and pardon that these things will occur again in our cities. And unfortunately, most people only have recourse to God when reduced to great suffering. But when the God of science fails, one can then hope that many will return to the one true God, whose Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and implore his help and protection and beg him for his mercy, and God will once again deliver and restore our nation.
Well said, Jesse. We've had amnesia. We forgot about our past. You see, this is why it's important to look at what we've done in the past to solve problems, and we need to do that. Jesse, I've gotten texts from people saying they are not able to get to confession. They've asked their pastors, and they're saying, no, they can't do it, especially here in Los Angeles. Well, I just want to let everybody know, last week we had 200 people coming to confession. This Saturday we're going to do it again with more priests at 10 a.m. till about 4 in the afternoon, and if necessary, we'll go longer. So I
Terry,
just
you
wanna...
even had a couple drive in like 3 hours or four from Fresno.
Yeah, yeah. We got people coming from all over California to get the confession. These are the times we're living in, and we're going to continue to offer that because we do it through the Anglican Ordinariate under Bishop Dave Lopes. And so it's really
allowed it.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the Archdiocese of L.A. It's separate. So you're welcome to come. It's a Catholic priest that are going to be hearing confessions. And also, Jesse, I want to remind everybody, the folks that, you know, all these new shows that we're doing, it does cost money to produce them. And we've had some equipment go down. If you didn't hear it, I need $5,000 worth of equipment. I put it on my credit card. We need to get that. But we also need to pay for it. And we've got matching funds right now. So if people want to donate, I would appreciate it going to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. You can even call me after the show at 661-972-7872 or call the office at 877-526-2151. If you're going to be fed through Virgin Most Powerful, I think you are, then I would just ask you to seriously consider financially if you're in a position to support us. You notice we don't do every couple months fundraisers. I fundraise when we need it, and I need it right now for this equipment, so that's why I'm asking. And I just want to say thank you ahead of time for all the generous people who have helped us grow the network. As you can see, we're growing with new shows, but we can't do it without you. Jesse Romero, give us those five stones because that's
absolutely.
Inspires me.
But yeah, absolutely. But if you like what you hear on Virgin Most Powerful, then like us, hit the subscribe button, and share this show with others. And also, so you can become a high information Catholic, I would recommend that you read the article on the show page that we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Worse Than Death, a Pandemic Warning from Cardinal Zen, Mueller, Archbishop Vigano. If you want to get up to speed from some of the great leaders of the Catholic Church, read that article. It gives it to you, you know, from the successors of the apostles. Hey, the five stones, pray the rosary every day. Call Jesus Christ into your heart every day. Say, Lord, I want to unite to you, your Eucharistic presence, and make spiritual communion in your heart. Read your Bible every day, especially the Mass reading. Fridays, penance. And you want to go old school, Wednesdays and Fridays. You want to just go Elijah, go 7 days a week, penance and fasting. And also, you can't get to confession in the evening before you go to bed. Examine your conscience. Do a heartfelt confession. Ask God, give me the grace to make a perfect act of contrition. And that's the way you want to end your evening.
And don't forget the Catholic Men's Conference, June 13th, with Jesse Romero online, and the virtual pilgrimage to the Holy Land with Steve Ray, June 20th. May God richly bless you, and full steam ahead.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.